Audible Inc. presents Unrelenting Innovation, How to Create a Culture for Market Dominance, written by Gerard J. Tellis, narrated by Mark Witten. Chapter 1. Why Incumbents Fail. Success is empowering, but success is also enthralling and embeds the seeds of failure. Incumbent firms that dominate their markets often fail to maintain that domination for long, despite all the advantages they enjoy of market leadership. For example, Sony created the market for mobile music with the introduction of the Walkman. Yet Apple's iPod now dominates that market. Kodak dominated the market for film photography, but declined and ultimately went bankrupt as digital photography took off. Barnes & Noble dominated the book market for decades, but Amazon is now the biggest force in book retailing. Intel dominated the market for PC chips, yet is a minor player in the fast-growing market for cell phone and tablet chips. Research in Motion dominated the market for smartphones, with their once popular BlackBerry, yet Apple now dominates that market. Indeed, market leadership frequently passes from firm to firm in many markets. In the market for internet search engines, leadership passed from Wandex to AltaVista to Overture to Yahoo to Google. In the microcomputer market, leadership passed from Altair to Tandy to Apple to IBM to Compaq to Dell to HP. Now tablets are threatening HP's leadership. In retailing, market dominance has passed from Sears to Walmart and is now moving toward Amazon. A review of the evolution of markets shows that many firms often do not stay as market leaders for long. Moreover, recent research suggests that the duration of market leadership is dropping by as much as half a year, every year. Sometimes firms not only fall from leadership, but completely fail and exit the market. For example, three one-time leaders of the microcomputer market, MITS, owner of Altair, Tandy, and IBM have since quit the market. Why do great incumbents stumble, decline, or fail? Professor Peter Golder of Dartmouth College and I studied the origin, growth, and evolution of 66 markets spanning up to 150 years. Our research strongly suggests that the primary reason for firm failure is a failure to innovate unrelentingly. No barrier to competitive entry provides a premature protection against the force of innovation. Innovation regularly breaks down barriers, be they in economies of scale, patents, business models, or relations.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?